Hello everyone. It has now been 10 years since 192 countries signed the Paris Agreement in order to mitigate the human impact on climate change. After all these years, none of the implemented measures seem to have been effective in addressing the pressing environmental problems and their human causes. As a result, innovations for the possibility of life on a different planet have gained tremendous attention in the past 2 years due to significant technological developments and more than sufficient funding for research. After a project for the development of the City of the Future, located on Mars, had started just over a year ago, the first inhabitants of the city are about to say goodbye to planet Earth and begin their life on Mars. Since they will be the first real citizens on the Red Planet, it is difficult to say how society will develop in a city started from scratch on a planet far off from any form of civilization. The abundance of theories, plans, and research on the ideal system for Mars has resulted in a heated discussion among scientists. Instead of talking to one of those scientists, we thought it might be interesting to hear what young researchers would have to say who are not influenced by external factors. For this purpose, we are at the University of Utrecht and invited three students of the Bachelor of Global Sustainability Science to discuss this issue and share their thoughts on the ideal system for Mars. So, before we begin, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm a second year GSS student.
Hi, I'm Cleo. I'm also a second year GSS student.
And hi, I'm Paula. I'm a third year GSS student.
Now, the people are first taking off to live on another planet. Do you think that they should take the current governance system with them?
So the capitalist system we live in now in the Netherlands, I think it's the least bad system we found to kind of live in. So if we only have the options we now have on Earth, I would say yes, we should bring this system. But actually, I would be more to create another system. But this is, of course, very difficult and very broad.
Yeah, I think especially if we're going to Mars, then that's a whole new opportunity to start with a new system so that we can kind of like do capitalism over, but done in a good way, just reaching a further point of effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. But do you think it will still be in capitalism or kind of creating another system?
I think maybe going a few steps back, like we can still have the development part of capitalism, but it shouldn't be based on greed and racism and other stuff like that, but more just on growing as a society.
And what do you think about, because I think capitalism is also based on that economy should grow every year, but we live on a finite planet and we will also live on a finite planet when we will be on Mars. So is even capitalism possible without polluting our new planet?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it's always, yeah, will it be capitalism then or will it be something else is the big question. So then I think, yeah, it is really hard to define, but yeah, you just need to live within the limits of the resources you have on Mars. So in that case, I guess it won't be capitalism, but something else.
Yeah, maybe one way to kind of make it better is that more people are involved and there is not this power hierarchy. And that's, I think, the thing we want to discuss today is that we could maybe implement more citizen participation in capitalism, and that could be maybe one of the solutions to have a better form of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. And how would this work? How would citizen participation work? Or maybe even for our audience that doesn't know what citizen participation is, how would we define citizen participation?
So I think the name already speaks for itself a lot. So citizen participation makes it easier for citizens to contact the government and to and its experts for discussion. Its goal is to improve the livability of in neighborhoods and give citizens a say in solving problems that they themselves are involved in. So this also means that it's a kind of a sense of community creating through this citizen participation. An example of this is volunteering or setting up collectives and allocating a municipality budget. And why I believe that citizen participation is important is that because firstly, it will improve the governance because it will kind of make the link between the institutions that govern us and the citizen like more narrow. So it will bring them together. This could lead to greater information flow and dialogue, as well as an increase in opportunities for active citizenship. It could also create greater social cohesion among citizens, bringing minorities together, which therefore creates a diversity of people and strengthen their networks, which will enable them to work together in a better way. And it will also increase the education among citizens and make them feel more empowered because they can really take more control of their life quality and point out to the government if something is not working or if there is a problem. I would also add that the decision-making process will maybe have less conflicts and have greater accountability, legitimacy, and effectiveness. This process will allow for specific local needs to be looked at, but also the values of the people living in these neighborhoods, and maybe increase the economy of the community. Because local people know what problems they are in and also what solutions are needed, because they have the local knowledge and they can create give great ideas and insights to the institutions that govern us.
Yeah, that was very insightful, and perhaps we are discussing these new ideas because they are currently lacking in our current system on Earth, and that's why we discuss them to implement them on Mars. But Eric, how do you think we can make this work? Like, how involved really are the citizens?
Yeah, well, citizens can be involved in various ways. And it could be, for example, by setting up special projects or working groups. And like these working groups can be all kinds of, have all kinds of topics that are important on Mars, like water, food, or social cohesion. But they can also be more general, like how to spend the budget of the city. And I think it's also hard to come up with a plan right now, because you really need a lot of experts for that. And we are just free students. But participation on Mars could work by simply selecting representatives of all kinds of aspects of society and then having them vote. And this needs to be actually a meaningful vote. So they shouldn't just be included. And then some corporate businessman or something can easily override their vote.
Yeah.
So it actually needs to have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys also... How would you like to select representatives?
I think it comes back to what we previously discussed before the podcast. It's like, if you go to Mars with where everyone is really equal and there's no racism and sexism and other forms of discrimination, I think democracy could really work. But I'm kind of afraid that still a white male will be a representative and not, for example, a black woman.
Yeah, indeed. I think this is also a question of what type of people are going to be traveling to Mars.
Good that you say that, because the group that has been selected to go to Mars is a very diverse group with different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
So they did pay some attention to having them not all be white men.
Yeah, I guess that's great. But at the same time, like, you need to realize that even like unprivileged groups, for example, women, we have grown up with this internalized misogyny, because since you have grown up your whole life in a patriarchy, well, you already have these values internalized, even if you don't want to. So the challenge here is that this new group that goes into Mars tries to break up all these stereotypes and values that they have grown up with, and try that the new generations start or have a clean start, in a sense.
Yeah, so to have a very good democracy, it's very important to kind of deconstruct patriarchy, racism, and other forms of discrimination that can...
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there other challenges that could happen in citizen participation?
Yes, I think citizen participation has quite some challenges that we need to discuss. And one of the main ones is that citizen participation can be costly, involving the decision, involving people in the decision-making process. Like, this requires an investment of like time, money, energy. So for example, if we were to arrange a forum or a workshop, this requires funding for the facilities, for the staff, and long preparation processes. And then if then the public meetings turns out not to be functional or effective, the cost will be higher than the benefits that we will be obtaining from it. Do you agree?
I do agree, but I think if a good policy come out of it, it will be way more effective and way more legitimate than if an institution would mm-hmm. come up with this policy. So it's kind of difficult to say how it will turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stay positive, it could, because then we don't have to revise the policy because it's already effective and already legitimate.
Yeah, indeed. So perhaps this also has something to do with efficiency. And another issue that really arises in citizen participation is that it may have low efficiency. And often for citizen participation, it can be a lower priority in the lives of more unprivileged groups. And this has a lot to do with what we discussed before, and with that whether we are living in a truly egalitarian society. So what do you guys think about this?
Well, I think if people have a fresh start on Mars, then at least there will be more, at least, engagement, and they will actually want to participate. Because minorities will not feel, oh, I'm stuck in a system which I can't change. But they get the feeling, well, I'm starting anew. And this gives an opportunity to actually change things for the better. Do you guys agree?
I do think I agree. It just, I hope that the other privileged people are not ruining it for the rest.
Yeah, that's often yeah. a problem.
That's often a problem. Perhaps another limitation comes from the city size. So if there's more people, then that can cause like low effectivity or efficiency in public participation. How do you think we can deal with this?
Yeah, and also something I would like to add with the city size is that I think one of the main benefits from citizen participation is this, maybe this community feeling you get mm-hmm. from the end. And this will also go down if you have a very large city, because then you're just too much to have a special relationship with everyone. But then, yeah, do you have any solution for this?
Yeah, well, it's especially hard to keep that sense of community if a city gets bigger. But you can also divide it into districts that have their own budgets and special plans that are attuned to the district itself. So it doesn't just become one large city blob mm-hmm. that decides on everything. But that way the district can still be managed on its own and still have a sense of community. But the district could maybe also send representatives to the actual city voting. But it means in the end less people will be represented, because you can't have every citizen go there, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then I think it's also really important to look out for that still minorities are heard, because probably the representative will only take the main ideas of the group, mm-hmm. but it's still important that minority voices are heard at these representative meetings.
So now we have discussed many limitations or things that could go wrong with citizen participation, but there must be something positive about it, and we have already discussed it a bit in the beginning. But what do you guys think we can get from this? Is it really worth spending all our time and energy on citizen participation?
Well, One thing that's also important is to think that, well, we're starting it on Mars. It would be a small city, but maybe if it actually works there, we can also implement it on Earth. Because if there is an example, then others may follow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's also really important to just empower all parts of society so that people don't get left behind or feel that their voice is unheard.
Yeah, I think citizen participation is a great way to actually make everyone feel that they are empowered, that they can have more control of their lives, and that they can really contribute to the community. So if this works well, and of course, I think it's a lot of learning and trying new things, this could be a really great tool to have everyone on board in society and make very good policies in the future, because they will be probably way more effective and legitimate. So for me, this is just a great tool to have a more egalitarian and society in general.
I agree.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on what the new governing system for the city of your future should look like. Just to summarize everything you said, if I understood correctly, the current capitalist system on Earth is not desirable to adopt on Mars, since it is the reason for the detrimental effects of climate change on Earth right now. So, the aspect of development is of course necessary for the city of the future, as everything has to be established from scratch. As you also mentioned, it is important to adapt plans to the local context of Mars, since the conditions will of course be different to any Earth system. Now, I think the most important thing you mentioned is citizen participation, which should help in the process of making new policies, since all parties are involved and bring local knowledge to the table. So in that sense, more of a bottom-up approach to governance. And actually, after you mentioned the concept of citizen participation, I immediately thought of the World Health Organization Healthy Cities approach, which also includes the aspect of participation and is therefore a great start for the development of the city of the future. So thank you again for your contribution to this episode of my podcast series. Now I'm asking you, as a listener, can you see yourself living in the city of the future?